Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally O'Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. I am very excited to tell you that we have a remarkable guest today, but before I tell you who, I'm going to remind everybody that on February 21st, Friday, at 6 p.m., if you live in New York City, especially, and especially if you're a parent, I want you to come to an event called Jammin' for a Vaccine-Free NYC. We are giving the most inoculations in the country to children 5 and under whose parents wish to participate in daycare, preschool, or kindergarten for their child. I am saying don't do it. Homeschool, certainly these are preschool ages, and mandates were voted on by the Health Committee, an appointed committee under Mayor Bloomberg. We are trying to free ourselves not only from those mandates, but also from the basic schedule, which has a tiny little window for exemptions here in New York City, which I believe is not even allowable to put a cap on exemptions. Certainly the state does not have an imposed cap. So we're doing it all wrong in New York City. And I have certainly tried to meet with the mayor, the New York City Public Advocate, which I ran for, by the way, to ban vaccines in 2013. I met with a multitude of legislators, all of whom understood the problem, none of whom would take action. So the problem being that vaccines are 100% poison, that they create all diseases in internal medicine, and that the intent is to do this. That's what's on my legislation, Ban Vaccines 2013. So everybody is, you know, not thick. They got it. They just refused to take action. So we have to free ourselves. And I want everybody to show up on February 21st at 6 p.m. at 224 West 54th Street on the 10th floor in Studio 1. If you play an instrument, you're welcome to jam with the band. It's a four-hour affair. The last hour of the affair will be a Q&A with Dr. Rebecca Carley of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, and she'll take your questions and answer them for a full hour. Now, it's a full hour because last time we only had half an hour and it was not enough time, but we are having a wonderful band, Harper's Ferry Raiders, a delightful vocal group, the Street Singers, individual performances by several others, and you are welcome to perform as well. It is jovial, it is fun, but it will also be educational, and we will make a course of action therefrom. New Yorkers must act in concert at this jam. How do you like that? Anyway, my distinguished caller has just called in. Her name is Deborah Tavares. And absolutely everybody on the internet knows who she is. She has a very important message to begin with regarding vaccines, but she has a multitude of other important messages as well. So let me pick her up.
Muted.
Welcome, Deborah Tavares.
Well, Sally, thank you so much for having me on the program today. There's quite a bit of information that I would like to cover with the audience, but of course, I want everyone to recognize, first and foremost, I'm a mom and I'm a grandma, and I have grandchildren and kids, and the vaccine issue is up and center for us because we are an unvaccinated family. And my concerns are around many issues with the vaccines, and I know I'm speaking to the choir here, but what is most important to also recognize is the fact that the increased wireless frequencies that are being rolled out onto all of us, this is the largest global pollutant on the planet, the telecom industry. It exceeds the military-industrial complex. And what do I mean by that? Well, frequencies are activating viruses from prior vaccinations. And I would urge everyone, if you haven't already looked at Dr. Tent, T-E-N-T, like a camping tent, listen to his conference that he gave about exploding immune system and his take on vaccines. But I also want to alert you to what is in the I'm sorry, I'm getting some feedback. Can you hear me, Sally?
Yes, I can. Very well. No problem here.
Okay, great. I want to alert you what is in the NASA war document. Now, first, everyone, my website is stopthecrime.net. Stopthecrime.net. Everything on the site is a free download. We want everyone to get these documents in their hands. However, I'm aware that some people cannot download documents and print them off. So we have a print shop that will print them off for print cost and shipping and get these documents in your hands. And you can call the print shop at area code 707-586-9558. Once again, 707-586-9558. So I'm going to cover some things about viruses and vaccines and what is happening. First, I want to just tell you that on the front of a magazine, a little free magazine that is in the North Bay in Northern California, it's called The Bohemian, and it's all done in pink with this little blonde girl looking at a book, and you see the title of the book, and it says, Sex Tips for Girls, and she's wide-eyed reading it. The other side of the magazine, the back of the magazine, says, I wish she'd do this. Then underneath, it says, sex is fun. Now, what we see happening is the sexualization of our children. We see increased recommendations for Gardasil, all vaccines. This is an explosion to vaccinate our young girls. And I also want to tie in what it
tells
us.
I have to say one thing, Deborah. They're now considering giving the HPV vaccine to infants.
Well, they're saying that even infants are born as sexual beings. This is all part of the sex revolution with Agenda 21. In fact, on StopTheCrime.net, we have the sex plan for our children through the United Nations. It is horrific, and this is where it is heading. I would recommend that everyone go to StopTheCrime.net, go to the source document link at the top, and read three documents, the NWO Exposed 1969 by an Insider, that's critical, as well as Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. The vaccines are part of the fingerprintless silent weapons system being launched against all of us. And I can tell you the assault is coming on steroids now. And, of course, when we look at the NASA war document that I have at the top of StopTheCrime.net, it was presented as a PowerPoint in 2001. It does not only represent NASA. It represents the corporate structure of the United States. We are in a corporate system. And what I want to point out is on page 51 of the NASA war document, they talk about how to use fingerprintless weaponization of viruses and prions, parasites, fungi, carcinogens, other toxins by scattering them, the scattering of bioweapons. They recognize that all of this is fatal to disabling, that it can have short to long-term scales of being effective. Right now, I know we've just heard about an infected mosquito in the Caribbean. What they're doing is they're conscripting insects, and they say that they will do this in the NASA war plan. This is the new form of the weapons system, not so new. They've been using it for a long time. Along with, of course, many, many aspects of weaponization. But I think probably one of the most important things I can say is I know New York has a group against smart meter deployment on your homes. So I would recommend everyone listening to link up with the smart meter groups there in New York or wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this program. You can certainly go to our website, StopTheCrime.net. We have a link to our site about smart meters. It's called smartmetersmurder.com. I know that sounds harsh, but that is the reality of it. Again, frequencies are bringing forth all of the viruses that we've been, many of us have been vaccinated with when we were young before we understood the degree of vaccinations. But I can tell you that along with the fact that the frequencies are bringing forth the viruses, we have to understand what the smart grid is. And it's a mesh network of frequencies that has been planned not only to control all resources, in other words, your water, your electricity, your gas while you still have it, and I say that because gas is being eliminated through the climate action plans, and I'll hope to get into that a bit on this show. Yes, gas is being eliminated, but the smart meters are also part of structuring your thought patterns, and again, it's through frequencies. It's all disguised. The meters are all disguised as new energy efficiency when, of course, we know it's actually set up for deep spying, which we know from Snowden talking about NSA. Now, we did go up to the Bluffdale, Utah NSA facility, and it is massive. It's over 1 million square feet. It is semi-subterranean massive amounts of buildings. And it is a quantum computing system. And the enormity of what we face with frequencies is unconscionable. I mean, really, that is the silent weapon, along with the chemtrailing, the geoengineering. But it's the meters
could
are set
you,
up for...
Could you explain, Deborah, how they are reawakening viruses through the... could you explain that?
Through the chemtrails?
Well, I don't know how they're reawakening them, but I'm interested to
through
find
the frequencies.
Out.
Yeah, through the frequencies. We're being bathed in frequencies. This is a global attack upon the globe with increased wireless frequencies. The FCC, the standards in the United States for the levels of what they call safe levels of frequencies, is higher here in the United States and in the UK and Canada than any other areas in the world. And, of course, they're not safe pulsed microwave frequencies. Again, in the NASA war plan, they tell us on page 50 the effects of low-power microwaves. And I have actually on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net a conference I gave to the Oath Keepers about smart meters. I would recommend everyone listen to that. You can cut your own DVDs out of that. Please spread this information. You've got to keep these smart meters off your homes. And you've also got to understand how they work in concert with the cell phone towers and the antennas. And what you can do, and what I would recommend you do, is go to antennasearch.com, antennasearch.com, and what you will do is type in your address, and you will get a four-mile radius map of the cell phone towers nearest your homes. Then you'll type it in again, and you'll get a separate four-mile radius map for the antennas. These are the weapons closest to your homes. And in the NASA war plan that is in conjunction with the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, and so on page 50, they tell us the effects of low-powered microwaves, and they refer to a U.S. Army document that we do have on StopTheCrime.net under the resource tab. It's only a 20-some-odd page document talking about the weaponization of frequencies. 100% of the population will be damaged. This causes cell death. And it says on page 50 of the NASA war document, it will impact our behavior. The frequencies will cause seizures, gross alteration in brain function, increases in brain blood flow, and lethality. They admit to this. So we don't need any more scientific documents. We don't need any more doctors weighing in. The evidence is there. These are weaponization strategies now for the silent warfare. And so it's more important than ever now not to be vaccinated. And my concern, Sally, is, as you know, you've been talking to my friend Anita about the California legislation that was recently passed and now has been adopted on January 1st of 2014. It's a new law that went into effect, making it more difficult for Californian parents and students to skip the required vaccinations. The law says that parents can now only claim personal belief exemption from vaccines if they have a signed form from their doctor. Now, I know that many parents cannot afford to pay for that visit to their pediatrician to get such a signed form, and they'll acquiesce to the vaccinations, not understanding that this is a planned obsolescence of humanity. This is, again, stated in the NASA war plan. This is all part of the biostrategy of weaponization, where they'll give us a vaccination, and then later on they'll give us another component that will excite that vaccination with frequencies or another vaccination, and we will become quite ill, as many of you know has already occurred. And so we have an enormous assault upon our hands with the silent weapon system, and I'm going to leave it with the fact that I think until we know our reality, we won't really know the desperateness of our need to fight and be in this battle. We are at war, and the war is enormous. It is a silent weapon system with the use of technologies that most of us could never even imagine were being now used upon all of us. That is what is happening. I just read in an article last night about Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is on the verge of financial default, credit rating difficulties, increased joblessness over the top, businesses closing, and increasing crime in the streets. Now, when you read the New World Order Exposed document, the silent weapons document, you know that the controllers make tremendous profits when there's chaos and when there's injury and when there's sickness. And it's massive corporate profits. It's about creating massive chaos. And, of course, they're collapsing the United States and other countries now. They're hollowing us out. And we can see all the increased illnesses manifesting themselves in our country. We know that we now have a complete society of autistic kids or children that have the designer diseases of ADHD, of course, from vaccinations and also from environmental causes as well. We're finding that, of course, our immune systems in general are being jammed. And that is, of course, all intentional. The more irritability and tension and stress, you know, the higher incidence of other ailments, allergies, et cetera, are all on the increase. Skin irritations and ringing of the ears, many of these are all from frequencies, but also from the chemtrails as well. The chemtrails were being dumped with toxins and poisons every day, and they're wiping out large areas of our food supply. We know, of course, this tremendous change in cold weather is all engineered. For those of you that have not understood this and understood that viruses are being presented by the chemtrails as well, I would urge you to go to our other site called ToxicSky.org. That's ToxicSky.org. And to understand whatever issue, I know many, again, of you listening are interested in the vaccines, but we do have a plethora of opportunities to hone in on to help other people become aware of our plight. And we also have on StopTheCrime.net a solutions page, because I don't want to just be telling you all of these things without giving you some opportunities for solutions. But I think it's critical now for all of us to realize we've got to keep these smart meters off our homes. Again, go to antennasearch.com. Help with your neighbors becoming aware of the frequencies and how they do excite and bring forth the viruses. And what we're doing here in Northern California is we have dozens of vehicles with large magnetic signs on their cars, with our websites, with topics on there with websites. We're getting lots of thumbs up. We're parking our vehicles with large banner hangs. We're here in the wine country. We have a tremendous amount of overseas tourism here as well. And that is an annual event here by United States elite. So we are in the armpit of the New World Order. And part of that is what you're all experiencing right now, and I'm bringing in the Climate Action Plan, because it's critical for everyone that is listening and for you to share, those of you that are listening, what our increased assaults now are within each city. You can type in the name of your city, and then you can type in Climate Action Plan. And you will find that your city has signed on to target dates, requiring that you also concede to these target dates, of which you have no idea exist, but you will now after this call. And you can also go to stopthecrime.net. At the top of the homepage, flashing, it says Climate Action Plans. You can look at some of the prior radio shows that we've done and some of the information that I'm going to talk about right now. And this is what is so important to understand. We are being incrementally taken apart. Our country is being taken apart. I know that many people, of course, understand that there's something terribly wrong, just can't really put their finger on it completely. And that's why I recommend reading the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, because you'll understand that that was a declaration of war. That document was put together in the late 40s, was adopted by the Bilderbergs at their first conference in the Netherlands in 1954. And it is a technical manual and a declaration of war, and it discusses how they will conscript our law, subvert history, which has happened, manipulate and enslave the global population, and reduce the population, the genocide programs through the silent weapon system. This document was put together by the U.S. Air Force, Harvard University, the international bankers, Rockefeller, and Rothschild. Now, with the NASA war document that I mentioned a little bit earlier, you can remember that I said that was also involving the U.S. Air Force. So we have a corporate structure. We do not live in a country. What we do live in is a corporation, United States, Inc. We've been talking about that for now quite some time. We have major corporations and banks posing as a legitimate government, and it's not. And they're keeping us in the illusion that petitions and voting will change our reality. It will not. You can see that the efforts that many of us go through to get petitions out and to give them to the legislatures, we find that it doesn't go anywhere. And in the silent weapons document, it will tell you that. In fact, what they say is that petition gatherers are serving the purpose for data collection for the elite. So all of the gathering of petitions just goes into the massive NSA data collection center on your beliefs. And the same thing is true with our IRS forms, with the idea of our deductibles when we list everything. All of this goes into a data collection center. In fact, in the silent weapons document, there's several pages, four or so, that are dedicated to the forms of collection that would be utilized on an individual basis and in a massive data collection that they perceived in the 1940s when they put this together. They knew then that there would be advanced technologies, that there would be quantum computing, just as we have now, and they would be able to surveil every single one of us, and that's what's happening. We have cameras on every street corner, sensors in our roadways, smart meters on our homes. They're deploying lights now in downtown areas that send subliminal messaging to us and also track and monitor us. We are in a police state. We're actually in an incarceration, imprisonment here in our country and elsewhere. People say, well, where can we go? Well, there really isn't anywhere to go. It's a global assault and attack upon the global family. And what we must do is get this information out. What this information does is it empowers people. I know people will go through a time of depression, feeling extremely betrayed, which we've been, and then get mad, and then understand the only thing we have is to get this information out and create safer communities through awareness. Because when you look at some of the postings that I have on StopTheCrime.net, while they look horrific and conspiratorial, they're all real, all backed with documents. In fact, we've gone back to Washington, D.C., to the Records Department, and decided if we could acquire some of the documents that particularly related to the Congress allowing the Department of Defense to use chemicals and biologicals on the American population without our knowledge or consent, if we were actually really able to get that document, this was a number of years ago, that it would change our lives, and it did, because we got that document. Now, I want to tell you that that specific document was in effect a resolution, again, with Congress, allowing the Department of Defense to experiment on all of us. They've been dumping poisons on us for a long time, because we are the enemy. And that's why, before I conclude my little story about what happened in Washington, D.C., I would recommend that everybody, read the book, a free download on StopTheCrime.net, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by retired Judge Dale. This is critical to understand our reality, to understand where we are, to realize that we are under a corporate system with statutes. We are, in the silent weapons document, they tell us their victory is our consent, and we're consenting by lack of knowledge. Just as the new Common Core curriculum, again, I know that there are many groups in New York right now that are battling against the Common Core curriculum that is dumbing down the educational process of our children. Of course, that's the point. The point is to enslave us by lack of knowledge, and we're consenting by lack of knowledge. So, but we're really not completely consenting by lack of knowledge. We're being poisoned into submission. Our water supply in many areas is fluoridated. Again, we've got poisons in our food supply. They're dumping toxins from the chemtrails. That is a big secret that nobody will discuss. They're altering the weather. This is a weaponized weather warfare we're in, and it's global. And so we're being literally pelted and saturated with toxins and poisons and vaccines, you name it, frequencies. But what I want to say about the climate action plans, and this is what you've also got to work on in your communities, go to your city council meetings, go to your county board of supervisors, and understand you're not talking to them. They're all incorporated. They're doing business for the corporate system. Their paychecks are coming from the corporation. You're talking to the people that are showing up in the audience. That's who you're really talking to. And I would recommend that you read The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, to understand what has happened. You'll read in that we have been indoctrinated. This is on page 38. Americans have been indoctrinated through expert programming, conditioning, prejudice, and patriotism to treat information like this as being ridiculous, absurd, and untrue. Time to grow up, America. Look around you and look at your lives. They have eliminated the family farms and local stores, placed us into cities, given our industry away, breaking the unions. They are issuing and have issued valueless currency. They have stolen our gold and silver, raised taxes, and they've involved us in staged wars. begin a mass foreclosure of American homes and poisoned our air and public water. Now, we know all of this. We don't have a government. We have a corporate structure. When we attended an Al Gore meeting a number of months ago where he was presenting his new book called The Future, he went beyond the fact that we're USA Inc. We are now Earth Inc. And we have literally been seized by a corporate structure that has been planned for many, 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 many decades, a very long time. But that's why this book is so important, The Great American Adventure by retired Judge Dale. It's, again, the federal and state governments are not real. They are privately owned corporations called governments. The judges are privately employed administrators called judges, and the law is nothing more than corporate regulations called statutes. So getting back to the Climate Action Plan, why am I sounding the need for everyone to understand what this is going to mean in your community? This is a massive assault, a United Nations assault, and it is through the United Nations as well as our country that is not serving us. It's requiring your reduction of greenhouse gas emissions or reducing your carbon footprint. Here in Sonoma County, our county signed us on to reducing our carbon footprint 25% below 1990 levels by the end of 2015. Now, the United Nations template for the climate action plans says that the first date, which is 2020, for the first target date, is requiring between 17 and 25% reduction below 2005 levels by 2020. What does this really mean? Because, of course, we know that this greenhouse gas reduction, CO2 reduction, is false science. We need CO2 in our environment. The Earth will not survive. We will not survive. They pump CO2 into greenhouses for plants to survive. So we're being... I'm hearing more feedback, so I'm assuming you can hear me fine, Sally.
Yes, I hear what you are hearing, but I can still hear you.
Okay, great. Well, I will continue. Most important for everybody, again, go to your city, type in your city, type in climate action plans. Understand, they're getting ready to launch assessors that are trained by the Department of Energy to launch sweeps into your neighborhoods to perform required energy audits in your home, in-home inspections, an hour each that you will pay for. Now, I'm not suggesting that putting in weather stripping around your doors, putting in dual pane windows, more insulation, new roofs, etc., to be rated on a scorecard by the Department of Energy between 1 and 10. 1 being inefficient, 10 being efficient. What we have here is the requirement of smart meters on every single home, the requirement of retrofitting. If you do not have Energy Star RFID chipped appliances, you will be required to replace your inefficient appliances. Those are their words, inefficient appliances and other equipment. We're talking about your heat and air equipment. We're talking about your exhaust fans. We're talking about any and everything, too, that plugs into a wall. Your computers, your electric toothbrush, everything must be Energy Star rated. And you will be put on a scorecard, and they'll use your zip code and the general weather conditions to assess your particular efficiency in your home or inefficiency based on a countrywide scorecard. This will be stored in a database. They're going to use the census to determine the number of people that live in your home, along with local building permit information that will show the square footage of your home to determine if you have the occupancy levels, what is required in that square footage. I will go over some of the other plans along with the fact that you will be required to do all of these retrofitting, requirements because, again, your county signed you on to the idea that if you do not reduce your carbon footprint, storms, sea level rises, all of these horrific events are going to be everyone's fault. Again, this is all disinformation. They control the weather. All the storms, all of the impacts on the food supply, all of the pollution has been created by massive corporate industry, including NASA. Critical for everyone to look at the Iron Mountain Report that came out in the 60s under John F. Kennedy's administration. The report was actually not concluded until after his assassination. But only 10 days before John F. Kennedy was assassinated, he gave us a dire warning. And I'm going to read that right now because people need to understand the depth of what this warning meant. And this was out of Columbia University, and you can listen to his entire speech on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. He said, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations." And he covered it all. He covered it all. "Every aspect of our lives are under massive silent weapons assaults, and vaccines are included as a weapon in this massive assault." This is why they're ramping up the requirements, so they say, under statutes that are not statutes that we have to comply with. We must stop consenting. These are lawless laws. They are under corporations. Corporations are dead, legal fictions. They go on for perpetuity. Corporations are not people. And they cannot require that we implement their illegal statutes. But we must learn about this. Our education was subverted when we were in school. I never was taught what happened in 1933 when the bankruptcy was created, where America's gold was stolen. The Great Depression was concocted. My grandparents lived through the Great Depression, barely. They had to even get rid of their family animals because they could not afford enough food to feed the pets during the Great Depression. During that time, when they were struggling for survival, family farms were just closing down right and left, we were all expatriated. We were identified as the enemy of the state. This is so critical to understand. We are the enemy. And I think it should be pretty obvious by now, with these criminal assaults from every single direction. We're not being governed under a constitution. We want that back. But we only had it for about 95 years. And it's been shelved. And they keep us in the illusion that we have a representative government so that we won't understand what our true battle is, what the true call to duty within our country really is. We're being absolutely slaughtered. And I could only say it's evident in the climate action plans. So for those of you who, and for your friends that may have difficulty wrapping their head around the enormity of what I'm talking about right now, you can just aim them to the climate action plans and most specifically to the link on StopTheCrime.net. On StopTheCrime.net, we have a page that came out of the U.S. Department of Energy, the DOE as it's referred to, DOE, U.S. Department of Energy. They say the real goal of energy use is aiming for zero. Yes, you heard me right. What they say in the Department of Energy is this is the ultimate goal, aiming for zero. It's not to use energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. It is a behavior modification or learning to live in a new reality. This is the Hunger Games. That is predictive programming. This is what they are doing. This is a massive land theft of stealing our family farms. I would recommend everybody watch the YouTube videos Torn from the Land by Lindsay Williams. Just type in YouTube, Torn from the Land, and you will see how the family farmers have been assaulted for decades and decades. Well, the assault is exponentially growing on our rural lands. In the climate action plans, all rural properties, that means country properties, are considered sprawl and unsustainable. In fact, I will have a flyer posted to stopthecrime.net on the climate action plan link later today where we're really breaking down some of the items in some of the plans. But what I want to read to you now came out of a climate action plan. It says they want to promote less energy-intensive food. They want to advocate for meatless Mondays as a strategy to cut individual emissions and to increase meatless days. They want to organize and work with dining centers, participate in this global program, and campaign for meatless. They go on to say they want to increase urban or city farming. In other words, they want to create people to be sustainable in your own cities. Now, that's not a bad thing, to plant on your roofs, to plant in potted plants on your balconies, food, your front and side yards. This is what they're promoting, and that is empowering, and I think that people should be becoming more self-sufficient. But here's where we get into trouble. It says, increase city farming. Since rural farms, country farms and ranches are considered sprawl and unsustainable and must be restored to forest and other natural habitats, urban agriculture or city agriculture relies on minimal mechanization because plots are usually small, requiring less fuel. When farming is performed on small plots of land, city agriculture requires also rotational farming practices, they say, that maintains the soil's ability to store carbon that helps mitigate climate change. Now remember, you could reduce carbon 100% and that would not affect the climate. It has nothing to do with the climate. But what they're saying is grow your own food, backyard gardening, raised bed gardening, rooftop gardening, or container gardening, and eliminate the farms and ranches. Now, this will cut us off from our food supply because, simply put, we will not be able to grow the amount of food required in these packed cities. Now, what the plans also tell us is that there will be urban growth boundaries, city growth boundaries around your towns. You want to check with your city, get the map, and see what your urban growth boundary is. If you are outside of that urban growth boundary, you are considered unsustainable and considered sprawl. They will not be maintaining your roads. The road system in the United States is collapsing. I can tell you here in Northern California, in Sonoma County, in the wine country, our county Board of Supervisors 2 years ago only had the money to continue maintenance on 160 miles of roads when they have about 2,300 miles of roads to maintain. Our roads are nothing but potholes, and they in many instances recognize that many roads will return to gravel. So the county roads department said that it's costing the average driver between $650 and $750 a year to maintain the alignment of their cars, to replace broken windshields when rocks fly up and break our windshields. It's a plan. It's called the Wildlands Project. This represents the largest relocation of the American population in modern times. This is the Hunger Games.